Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's me, Christian Sager. Have you heard about how pets sometimes go missing just before an earthquake hits? Or how about in 2004 when a tsunami hit Southeast Asia and killed more than 200,000 people, but almost no wild animals? And did you know that dogs, elephants, antelopes, bats, and even flamingos fled the scene before the wave hit. Even flamingos. Many people assume it's because animals are more attuned to their environment than we are. Others, like the United States Geological Survey Agency, say there's no connection between animal behavior and natural disasters. But if there were, wouldn't it warrant a closer look? Think of the impact it would have if we knew animals could predict dangerous natural events. Now, the majority of researchers looking into this aren't claiming animals have a sixth sense or anything supernatural going on. What they do think is that animals make greater use of their senses than we do. Using these, they react to environmental signals that we stupid humans just don't notice. Of course, different species have varying sensitivity to these fluctuations, and most evidence is anecdotal. But if animals are aware of natural disasters, here's how they know when troubles are coming. Most likely, animals can hear sounds that we can't, especially the infrasonic, low-pitched vibrations made by earthquakes, storms, volcanoes, avalanches, and oceans. In some studies, researchers found that these sounds, usually lower than 20 hertz, make humans uneasy and even nauseous. So, with their greater spectrum of hearing, it makes sense that animals would perceive these before us as unsettling. If you heard a deep, rumbling sound coming at you from a wide angle, what would you do? Would you hang out and make sandwiches, or would you run for your life? One study that supports this infrasonic hearing theory happened when Stanley Coren was studying whether dogs suffered from seasonal affective disorder. One day, many of his 193 test dogs suddenly flipped out. Coren could not figure out what was going on until a day later, when he noticed that an earthquake struck nearby at a 6.8 on the Richter scale. After reviewing the results, Coren found that 14 of the animals had hearing impairments, and these were the dogs that didn't become anxious before the earthquakes. Looking further, he noticed that dogs with floppy ears were less likely to be agitated than those with perky, open ears. So it looks like the strength of their sense of hearing was what attuned the dogs to the earthquake's low tones. Another theory is that through their sense of touch, animals can feel vibrations through the ground or sense shifts in air or water pressure. Hurricanes are known to decrease such pressures, and scientists have observed that sharks change their behavior when storms cause pressure drops, swimming to deeper waters where they'll be protected. Birds and insects also seek cover when this happens. They're also sensitive to something called Rayleigh waves. These are minute vibrations that travel through the Earth's crust. These waves are inaudible and travel 10 times the speed of sound, which would explain why some animals sense disaster coming sometimes days before it strikes. Now that you've heard the theories, do you think we should make safety decisions based on the behavior of our local animals? Well, China did in 1975 when they evacuated a city before an earthquake hit after its animals showed signs of anxiety. That was estimated to have saved thousands of lives.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.